WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 65 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Last night's Bryan City Council meeting was the first since Ruben Marine was arrested 2 weeks ago on a charge of family violence assault. He said nothing about that, and he had no reaction to comments from two public speakers.
Those watching the meeting on cable or online did not hear all the comments. That's after microphones were turned off for a combined 3.5 minutes. After Mayor Andrew Nelson gave the customary rules during the public comment portion of the meeting, the microphone was turned off during the last 2 minutes and 14 seconds of John Miller's comments after he said he would not be able to talk with Marine because, according to Miller, Marine will be occupied with actions against him. That led to Nelson repeating the rules.
Citizens received by this council will not use this forum to make remarks regarding any other individual, council member, or staff.
The next speaker was Miller's wife, Deborah, who advised the mayor she was going to bring up what her husband said.
I don't want to break any rules. I'm going to try to do my best.
Thank you.
I will appreciate it if you stop me and I do something wrong.
Miller started to compare Marine's arrest to what happened last year when police responded to a domestic violence call by the wife of former councilman Rafael Pena, which led to no charges against Pena.
The fact is, less than a year ago, somebody on the city council made the news. And other members of the city council condemned him publicly, multiple times. On television, in the newspaper, it was embarrassing. Because what this person did, police department decided.
The next minute and 10 seconds of Miller's comments are not available online or on TV. Marine, according to online records, remains out on bond. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
After a 3-year search, the Convention and Visitors Bureau appears to be getting new permanent offices in College Station. No one on the Bryan City Council expressed opposition yesterday to the $490,000 proposal on the ground floor of the lofts at Wolfpin Creek at Holloman and Dartmouth. CVB President Shannon Overby says this replaces temporary space where they cannot make pitches to business prospects.
You would have to probably climb over boxes or meet in the break room. None of the offices have doors, so there's not any privacy.
Overby says the CVB board is approved picking up 1/4 of the cost and College Station a 56% share of the expense, leaving Bryan with a 19% share. The 4 finalists for the position of College Station Fire Chief are in town today for a full day of visits, interviews, and tours. A city spokesman says their schedules do not include receptions with community members and the media. The countdown to the presidential inauguration is under 2 weeks. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says there are a few key factors to consider when measuring Donald Trump's success in office.
We substantially rolled back the regulatory environment that has been the hallmark of the Obama administration.
Flores also says you should ask yourself,
did we reform the tax code?
But at the top of Flores' list of metrics is the Affordable Care Act, and will the Republicans successfully replace it in the coming years of Trump's presidency? United Way of the Brazos Valley is in need of more baby bundles. Vice President of Community Impact Lindsay LeBlanc says during their 2016 Day of Action, they packaged enough bundles to last them through December.
Now 2017's kicked off and more babies are being born, of course, and so the hospitals are in need of another round of baby bundles.
LeBlanc says they're hosting a 2-hour event today from 4 to 6 to assemble more baby bundles for all the newborns in the Brazos Valley.
So we have the books, the toys, the totes, all of the stuff that goes inside them, and we just need volunteers.
If you would like to help out this afternoon, call United Way at their offices, 696-4483. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 8. It's 65 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by BCR Realtors. One more look at news this morning at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
BCR Realtors was extremely helpful in helping me find my first home. Due to my unorthodox schedule and my long work hours, my realtor was able to meet me after hours and on weekends, which was crucial to my success. You can tell the folks that BCR Realtors really enjoy helping people and went the extra mile to answer any questions that I had. Thank you, BCR Realtors.
The best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
Going out, plan a sober ride. meeting friends, designate a driver, getting drinks, call a cab. Getting the next round, please call a cab. Getting behind the wheel, stop. Stop. Stop.
Don't wait until it's too late. Plan a sober ride while you can at soberrides.org. Drink, drive, go to jail. A message from TxDOT.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church speaking about boundaries.
When something is valuable to us, we place a boundary around it. We put up fences, lock up our valuables, and as parents, we set guidelines for our children. If something is valuable, God places a boundary around it. The gospel says that you have value because the cross has made you valuable. When God says no, we learn to trust that He is always saying yes to something better.
Explore more about boundaries at Life Church, Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
Good morning. It's 8:11. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
The National Weather Service has issued a wind advisory for the area. It's in effect from 10 this morning through 6 p.m. this evening. Turning partly sunny and windy today with highs around 80 degrees. Clouds breezy tonight. We may have a couple of showers. Nighttime lows 60 to 65. Partly to mostly cloudy with a chance for showers tomorrow. Highs 75 to near 80. It'll be mostly cloudy with a few showers on Friday. Highs Friday 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's us. It's us. We're in the WC Tractor Control Room or studio, either one. Your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. So they're keeping the greeters, but the big blue retailer preparing to cut about 1,000 corporate jobs this month.
Ooh.
Yeah. The world's biggest retailer plans to eliminate the jobs before the end of the fiscal year, which is January the 31st. The cuts will fall broadly, but focus on Walmart's U.S. operations, including the Human Resources Department. Yeah. HR.
Yeah.
As well as some technology and e-commerce divisions. The cuts, part of Walmart's wider structural efforts to make the company more efficient and responsive to fast-changing consumer behaviors. Well, that's smart of them to do.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
But they're doing it by what? Cutting out all the complaints that the workers are making?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, you know, the deal is, there was a time when, and again, when you're Walmart, I don't know how many stores they got, about a bajillion, right? Yeah. And so, as a result, go back 10 years. Walmart drove the market. They decided what they would carry, and that helped just increase production for those companies. People would buy it because it was in Walmart, because they were going into Walmart three times a week or whatever. They drove the market on so many different things.
Right.
Now, the marketplace changes so quickly that you need to be flexible and ready to go and have whatever's hot on your shelves. Well, then the idea that you're so big makes it a little bit difficult for Walmart.
True.
So I guess that's kind of what they're looking at, the idea to be able to do something from an operations standpoint to be a little more nimble. And again, that's
nimble.
That's a difficult thing to do if there's a lot of people there. Other retailers have slashed jobs and shut stores as they continue to battle sluggish sales. Walmart employs, you ready? 18,000 people in the Bentonville area.
Wow.
Bentonville, yeah. Just there.
Yep, just
wow.
There.
18,000.
Yeah, basically at corporate headquarters. And again, you can talk to people who tell the stories about going to Bentonville to pitch their product to Walmart. A lot of them wanting it to be the situation that either makes their company or saves their company. And if it's that last one, then that ain't going to happen because they will, well, you know, they're going to get it to a price where the margin is what they need it to be. And so they'll make you change your price. Have you watched the billionaire dude?
Who owns Tim Fertitta?
Yeah. Tillman Fertitta.
Tillman.
Yeah.
Have you watched any of his show? It's really interesting.
The Million Dollar Buyer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I actually had friends on it.
Oh, really?
Wow, that's
cool. I did a story a couple months ago, and three of my friends that I graduated with from high school, so they're Brian boys. Two of them are twins. They're twin brothers, and then a third one is a friend. They have a cocktail syrup.
Oh, okay.
And they're based out of Austin.
That's right.
And so they were on the show, and they actually made a deal with him.
Yeah.
And now their cocktail syrups are used in drinks at Saltgrass.
Okay.
And so that's the only episode I've watched.
Well, that's fair. I mean, but, you know, the connection. But
yeah.
It's very interesting because I'm sure they've got stories about him.
And, oh, yeah.
I mean, the part that they show on camera is some of it, but it ain't all of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you were going to, oh, I'm going to sell this product for $6.50, and he says, well, I don't like that. That price isn't good. And he'd done, I was watching one, I guess, 2 weeks ago. He was looking for a healthy frozen treat. And so he found somebody in Mississippi, and, you know, so Tillman shows up there, and they've got the high school band and the cheerleaders and the mayor's there, and gosh, we're so glad
you're
here.
Were they popsicles?
Yeah.
I've stopped there.
Okay. Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was on a road trip to Florida.
Okay, all right.
And was it in Gulfport?
Yeah, I think that's right. Okay. Yes, it was. Yep. That's exactly where it was. It was in Gulfport. And so what he did is he took them and said, look, I'm going to take you to one of my casinos, one of his Golden Nugget casinos. He put them in the pool area, and then he had them in the lobby as well, and to see if they could sell them at the price point. Well, the price point was $5, and they didn't do so well.
Oh,
so he said, let's lower it to $4. So they lowered it to $4. Well, you know, the difference comes out of the owner's pocket, not out of Tillman's pocket.
True.
But he's been in business long enough, he knows what's going to work and what's not. And I don't care how good it is, at $5, when you're already gambling.
You're talking about a popsicle.
That's right. And then it's a little bit tough to do. So, but I mean, you tried a popsicle while you were there.
I did. It was delicious. Okay. Yeah, basically, you know, because there's like snow cone stands, and you know, there's also this was a popsicle stand, but they were you know, all very like fresh ingredients, and some of them were fruit based, some of them were cream based, but they were pretty tasty.
And exactly, that's what they were saying is, for us to be able to give you this product that is so superior to anything else, the price point did need to be at $5. And Tillman said, well, not really.
Yeah.
So I don't know exactly how that one ended up. But, I mean, that's exactly what Walmart does. They get people to do that. All right, let me see here. You want to do myths about forgiving?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Myth number 4, forgiveness means reconciliation. No.
Not necessarily.
No. Reconciliation may be inappropriate because sometimes you have to give up a friendship or in some cases even a marriage. Myth number 3, forgiving means you can't get angry. Again, wrong. By forgiving, you acknowledge that you don't have to suffer forever, but you still are entitled to being angry.
Mm-hmm.
Myth number 2, forgiving means you're a pushover. No.
No.
Puts you in a position, actually, of strength.
Mm-hmm.
You still hold people accountable for their actions.
You have the upper hand.
That's right. And number 1, forgiving means forgetting. No. You have to remember so you can protect yourself in the future. But it does mean changing your perception. If somebody doesn't return an important call, view him as overwhelmed instead of rude.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
and honestly, forgiving is really for you. It's almost forgiving yourself for holding a grudge against somebody. Doesn't necessarily have to change how you feel against the person that, you know, you're forgiving.
Speaking of holding a grudge, all right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Drama at the Golden Globes. Because, I mean, we needed to have that.
Of course.
Sylvester Stallone's 3 daughters took the stage in unison on Sunday night as Miss Golden Globes 2017. Daddy nowhere to be seen in the crowd.
Ooh.
All right, well, here's what happened. Is Sly was supposed to be seated near Casey Affleck and Matt Damon at the Manchester by the Sea table. I don't know why, but he was. However, when he got there along with his wife, they arrived while the film segment of Jimmy Fallon's opening number was rolling, so they're a wee bit late.
Mm-hmm.
Only 1 seat available.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So Affleck and the rest of the stars at the table were shuffling around trying to make more room for additional chairs, which proved to be difficult because if you saw the room, it was a pretty small room, and so it was kind of tight. Well, so they weren't able to get that done, and they didn't know exactly what to do. So at that point, Sly and his wife decided to go to the green room and watch the show from behind the scenes. Well, during the first commercial break, stagehands came in, made room for a couple for the couple at the table, gave them a prime seat facing the stage. However, the Stallones decided to stay in the green room. So Casey Affleck goes backstage later on in the evening as a, you know, trying to make amends, if you will.
Oh.
Well, he was, you know, to acknowledge the unfortunate situation. Things did not get smoothed over. No. A source said Casey was, quote, nothing but gracious, end quote. However, quoting again, Mr. Stallone was horrible to him and told him to get out of his face.
Ah. So, you don't want to get in a fight with Rocky.
That's right. When Rocky or Rambo tell you that, then you don't. But anyway.
How awful would that be to attend one of those shows and get a seat where your back is to the stage constantly having to do that turn?
Can't be doing that turn thing. Well, and that's the thing is they're going, if you're not recognizable, that's a good sign right there. You go to an award show and you're not facing the stage, it means people don't know what you look like
anyway.
It doesn't matter. All the stars face the stage. But, I mean,
drama.
Drama in Hollywood. I mean,
who would have thunk it?
Yeah.
Kishinko with your money now. The World Bank is forecasting the global economy will accelerate slightly in 2017 after turning in the worst performance last year since the 2008 financial crisis. The 189-nation lending agency says the global growth should expand at a 2.7% annual rate this year. That's down from the bank's June forecast for 2.8% growth this year, but it's better than last year's 2.3% growth. The global economy is facing numerous headwinds, including stagnant trade, weak investment, and rising policy uncertainty. Volkswagen shares are sharply higher in German trading as investors welcome news that the carmaker is on the cusp of a criminal and civil settlement with the U.S. Justice Department over its emissions test cheating scandal. Volkswagen says it's in advanced talks over a $4.3 billion settlement and plans to plead guilty to criminal misconduct. Analysts say the good news is that VW is taking another important step to solve the Dieselgate issue. On Wall Street futures, little changed. That's your money now.
An economic boom is coming. Don't let your business get left behind. If you need to build, call General Steel today. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. You can still get a 50-foot by 100-foot building for under $39,000. That's right, 5,000 square feet for under $39,000. Don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. 866-957-8335.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
RV Source is proud to be part of the Brazos Valley and support the community. Whether it's rental, needing service, parts, storage, or you're looking for your family's next RV, we would love to help. And don't forget, year-end clearance sales event going on now with all 2016 makes and models. Come by and see us and shop local. Located at 10212 State Highway 6, Bryan. Or give us a call, 844-RVs-FOR-YOU. Again, that's 844-RVs-FOR-YOU. RV Source, your complete source for everything RV.
Have you outgrown your nest? I'm Clayton Van Ness. Call my mom, Monica, to find your dream nest.
Hi, I'm Monica Van Est with Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Aggie Class of 03. After being in the real estate business 16 years, I've learned how to help my clients find the perfect nest. Have you found that you have an empty nest and need to downsize? Are you looking for a new nest or looking to buy a nest for your investment? Call Monica Van Est, Agtown Realtors, 574-4118.
Good morning, 824, the Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. I think the window washers are going to be right outside the window here in a little while. That'll be kind of fun. And take pictures of them as they're cleaning our building. So the city of Bizyukin, it's in Russia.
Okay.
Not around here. Launched a petition to rename a short alley Donald Trump Street in honor of P.E. Trump.
Oh.
Yeah.
That'll make the headlines.
Yes, it will. Huh? It will make the headlines. That's just the kind of publicity they don't really want right now.
Yeah.
Well, and everybody's been freaking out about why Sasha Obama was not at her father's farewell
address.
Yeah,
what was going on?
She had a test.
Oh.
She was home studying. She had a test this morning, and so she just didn't have time.
Okay, that's it.
So, academics come first.
And she got to watch anything she wanted on TV, didn't
exactly.
she? There was nobody. She didn't have to fight the remote with anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So if you've ever wondered why there are still wheelbarrow tokens in the Monopoly board game, now's your chance to ensure that the game pieces for the next version of the game are ones that truly deserve to be there.
I didn't even know they were still making new versions.
See, and they're about to. That's the deal. From now through January the 31st, Monopoly is asking the internet to
That's us.
Vote for the game pieces that you would deem worthy to be the next 8 tokens, ranging from the current classic pieces like the thimble and the top hat to more than 50 new options that include a rubber duck and a penguin. Some of the tokens that more accurately represent modern times would be your wireless phone, computer, a kissy face that bears a striking resemblance to an emoji, and a sports car. And they've done an old Indianapolis racer type car, and now looking at a sports car. So you can go to votemonopoly.com if you have nothing else to do today.
I don't see why there's any need to do to change the little deals, know?
So Chelsea will get there, and she'll let us know if they're pictures or suggestions, or is it just a blank page that you fill in?
Because they make those specialized one, like editions, for different cities and things like that. Why don't they just make like a millennial edition and just add all of those?
I would agree. Yeah. That could work.
Yeah. Leave the classics,
Oh, it's like an interactive game.
Oh, is that right? They really want... Wait, they want your undivided attention?
Well,
come on.
I know. There were, like, instructions, which I skipped. And so now I think maybe they're asking me to replace something.
Hello?
If
they're making a Millennial Edition Monopoly, are they going to have, like, a pajama boy?
there you go. Perfect.
Yeah.
Except the cell phone looks like a Zach Morris brick phone from Saved by the Bell.
Oh, see?
I'm not picking that
one. That's not good.
They could make
a millennial. Ooh, there's a hashtag.
That's good.
They could make a millennial edition, but there would just be taxes every other space.
Yeah, so. I hear that.
A jet ski.
Okay.
That one's kind of cool. Surfboard.
You know, I have to be honest with you. While hashtag is interesting, I wouldn't necessarily say that it's gotten to the iconic stage yet.
Yeah.
Because, look at this. In 3 years, people may go, oh, what is that thing? That was a hashtag. I
feel like
that.
As long as social media is around, hashtag will live on.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
There is a T-Rex, and those are not around.
No, they're not. That's also true.
But they are pretty iconic.
Yeah, that's true. That's kind of a throwback.
A gramophone? Why would I want a gramophone in Monopoly?
Huh. All right. Okay.
There's a plane that looks more like a jet.
All right.
So that's kind of cool.
Okay. All right.
A beach ball. Man, there are... I don't know what I'm picking anymore.
Okay, sorry. Well, we just needed to kind of get a sense of it. So
yeah,
there you go.
All sorts of stuff. VoteMonopoly.com, though. It's pretty cool if you want to go check it out.
Go and do that. So did you make a New Year's resolution to spend less time on your phone?
No. Nope.
I should. Yeah,
perhaps there's an app for that. A Nova Scotia tech company wants to help people unplug their phones in 2017 with a smartphone app that makes a game out of avoiding screen time. The Put Your Phone Down app tracks the time between when a user sets their device down and when they pick it up and offers encouragement at various intervals. Leaving the phone alone for an hour, for instance, will earn users a congratulatory message.
Ooh. I mean, what if someone calls you and you need to answer
it? I think in that case, that's true. We need an app to feel good about ourselves?
Right.
Is that it?
Who needs that much confirmation,
When you get that, are you going to share that with somebody that you just got congratulated by
an
app?
Hey, guys.
I posted it to Facebook.
Hey, look at what
I
did.
I did good.
I don't let you share it.
I'm special. There we go.
Phone batteries that can't explode. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Modern lithium-ion batteries for cars, phones, and computers are powerful and rechargeable. But as we've seen with electric cars and some cell phones, the batteries can short-circuit and explode. Florida State University chemist Yan-Yan Hu explains that liquid chemicals in these batteries can allow metal fibers to grow and connect the negative and positive sides, and that causes an explosive short-circuit. She and her team have developed new solid-state batteries with an internal structure inspired by bone.
Bone is composed of proteins and the mineral phase. So the combination of these two components provide both hardness and flexibility. So that makes bone very tough and not easy to crack.
The new batteries not only resist damage, but also prevent the formation of the fibers that lead to explosions. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
6 months ago, when Verizon agreed to buy Yahoo for $4.8 billion, Verizon had no idea how recklessly Yahoo had been run. The company is only a shell of what it once was. Now, say hello to Altaba. Kim Gamando with your Wednesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. The name, Altaba, shows just how far Yahoo has fallen. Yes, it's still a busy operation, just can't make money. The only thing of real value seems to be Yahoo's huge 15% share of the Far East retailing giant Alibaba. The new name, a combination of Alibaba and the word alternative, is supposed to mean something. What it is, no one knows. In any event, after Yahoo's incredible train wreck that allowed more than a billion customer email accounts to be hacked, and Yahoo's flippant and uncaring attitude towards its customers, neither Verizon or the remnants of Yahoo had any choice but to abandon the name completely and plan for a major rebranding. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.comando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Here on radio, we can't show you images of children with untreated cleft lips and palates, but you can imagine how children in developing countries are mocked and even abandoned because of their appearance. They struggle to eat and breathe. That's why today we're partnering with Smile Train. For as little as $250, a local doctor empowered by Smile Train can do a simple corrective surgery to repair a child's cleft, and it's 100% free for the child's family. Please visit SmileTrain.org. That's SmileTrain.org.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 65 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. This May marks 3 years that the Convention and Visitors Bureau left their longtime offices on University at the now-demolished Chimney Hill Shopping Center. CVB President Shannon Overby told the Bryan City Council yesterday her board and the City of College Station have approved leasing space on the ground floor of the lofts at Wolfpin Creek at Holloman in Dartmouth. Overby says this will allow her staff to recruit business prospects, something that cannot be done now.
We'll have the boardroom, we'll have some function space, and the office space will be laid out in such a way that it'll allow for creativity and for brainstorming and for collaborating with the partners and the team at work.
The new offices will not house a visitor's center. Multiple centers will be located, according to Overby, in areas where visitors congregate in the Twin Cities. The $490,000 cost will be split three ways, with Bryan picking up 19%, the CVB 25%, and College Station a 56% share. Four finalists of the College Station Fire Chief are in town today, but they won't be meeting with community members or media. A city spokesman says their schedules are jam-packed with tours, visits, and interviews. Remarks from two public speakers at last night's Bryan City Council meeting were not available to those watching online or on cable after they made references to last month's arrest of Councilman Ruben Marine.
Each meeting, Mayor Andrew Nelson gives the rules.
Citizens received by this council will not use this forum to make remarks regarding any other individual council member or staff.
The audio was turned off the first time while John Miller was speaking.
I'm still concerned about the drainage on my street and would like to discuss this with my councilman. However, judging by last year's precedent, he'll be occupied with actions against him
The city turned off the audio of the meeting for 2 minutes and 14 seconds until Miller was finished. Following audience applause, the mayor repeated the rules. The next speaker, Miller's wife, Deborah, told the mayor she would try her best not to break the rules. But the audio was turned off during the final 1 minute and 10 seconds of her remarks. Marine, who according to online records remains out on bond following his arrest for family violence assault, had nothing to say about what happened last night or what led to his arrest. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
We are 9 days away from the swearing-in of Donald Trump as the 45th president of the United States of America. The president-elect has already made several promises in his mission to make America great again. But what should America base his success on? Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the first thing to consider is Obamacare.
Did we replace Obamacare? Now that doesn't mean that the replacement's gone into effect. It just means that people know what it will be when it starts out in the future.
Flores says the regulatory environment, which has been the hallmark of the Obama administration, is another key factor to take into consideration when determining the success of Trump's time in the White House. The United Way of the Brazos Valley is calling for volunteers today to help package more baby bundles.
Even if it's 10 minutes of your time or it's the full 2 hours, we will take any hands that we can get.
Vice President of Community Impact Lindsay LeBlanc says manpower is the most important thing for today's event, but they're always willing to take monetary and material donations.
We always need Spanish books. That's one that's just hard to find. It's hard to get grant dollars for Spanish books, and we want to make sure that we meet the needs of Spanish-speaking families and babies.
LeBlanc says the goal is to give a baby bundle to every newborn in the Brazos Valley with the purpose of encouraging early literacy. If you can help volunteer today between the hours of 4 and 6, call United Way at 696-4483. WTAW News Time is 8:36 at 65 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Awards and More. Find more news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Filing your taxes by yourself might sound easy, but Jackson Hewitt knows better. What happens if you make a mistake or the IRS sends you a letter? What will you do? When you go with Jackson Hewitt, a Jackson Hewitt tax pro has your back and gets you the maximum refund guaranteed. Not everyone can say that. Forget the computer. Go with Jackson Hewitt. Maximum refund guaranteed or your tax preparation fee back. Only applies to federal refund determined with filed tax return. Valid at participating locations. Terms and conditions apply. Visit JacksonHewitt.com for details.
Hospice Brazos Valley is dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family. Patients receiving hospice care live longer. Early care provides a greater benefit to the patient and family. We are honored to serve and encourage care for someone living with chronic illness. It is a privilege for our staff to care for you in your home as well as our inpatient facility. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
This is Sandra.
Hi there.
Sandra has a few things in life she isn't sure about, like what wine to order.
There's so many, and I'm not French.
But one thing Sandra does know is that the experts at NerdWallet.com make finding the right credit cards easy.
Using your preferences, NerdWallet.com does a personalized search through over 1,700 credit cards to find the ones that match you best. By the way, where's your volume knob?
Right there. But I'd prefer if you didn't touch the...
That's better. Visit NerdWallet.com to make sure you have the credit cards that work best for you, because nothing beats knowing.
On Wednesday, January 25th, from 7:30 a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m., the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce will hold its annual Economic Outlook Conference presented by Wells Fargo, featuring keynote speaker Glenn Hager, Texas Comptroller. Hi, this is David O'Neill, Chairman of the Board with the Chamber, inviting you to learn about our current and projected economy, plus the overwhelming growth in all parts of our community. Wednesday, January 25th at the Hilton. Call 260-5200 for tickets or visit bcschamber.org. see you there.
They say that life is a journey and retirement is a destination. But lately, you might be taking another look at your map to see if retirement is where it used to be. If your path to retirement leaves you wondering how or if you'll get there, you're not alone. That's one of the most common concerns I hear. I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor Brenda Lehman. Let's work together to make sure you're headed in the right direction. Give us a call at 979-693-0787. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
839, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Nationwide insurance agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by the office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Here are your numbers.
Clouds will give way to partial clearing today. It'll be windy and warm with temperatures near 80, a wind advisory in effect today from 10 this morning through 6 p.m. this evening. Partly to mostly cloudy, breezy into tonight with the chance of a shower or two. Nighttime lows 60 to 65. Clouds tomorrow, we may see a few peaks of sun. There's the chance for a shower, 75 to 80. Mostly cloudy with a few showers Friday, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It's 840. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota New Holland dealer. That's in Bryan and Navasota. People have long complained about damp or cold weather causing aches and pains. Turns out there is no relationship between the two.
Oh.
None. An Australian study has confirmed other researchers that say it is really all in your head. And
really?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, let me see.
I don't have this problem, but I hear about it all the time.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my knee that I tore my ACL in, 18 years ago. It still hurts when it gets cold outside.
Wow. Yeah, that's true. Well, you know.
That's what they're talking about, right?
Yep, okay. Yep. What they did find is that lousy weather makes people feel more aware of their pain.
Really?
And makes them more likely to attribute the pain to the bad weather. When people feel pain on sunny days, they make no association with the weather. Ha ha! So there.
Huh.
Watch this. We
know someone who does this, don't they?
Yeah. Well, no, we don't know. This is actually about a completely different thing.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Good morning, Brian Broadcasting. This is Lauren.
Hi, Lauren. It's Scott. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Is that the state representative on the line?
Yes, it's John Rainey.
Well, I can't get line one in the studio.
Okay.
So have him call 695-1620, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Bye. Sorry, we just had to do a little housekeeping there. Because she came and said, line one. Well, see, now you know I can't get line one in here because you know what that would mean? That would mean that actual people who are trying to do business with the station might accidentally end up on the air.
We don't want that.
And
yeah,
they don't
that
want that.
Be good.
And so what they want to do is they want to make sure that can never happen. So they said, oh, my God, that's a room that Scott can be in. We can't have that business line actually go into the studio for fear that that would happen. So we've taken care of it this way. State Representative John Rainey joins us this morning from Austin. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I got a little confused on the phone number. Sorry.
That, not a problem. We'll just use this one from now on. But anyhow, you got sworn in yesterday. You remembered all the words. You did all that right, huh?
We were successful.
Okay. Okay, now educate me a little bit. Tell me what your committee assignments are now, and is it any different than you've had in the past?
We actually won't know our committee assignments until probably around the 1st of February.
Okay.
The speaker always says that he cannot begin to work on those because he's not sure he's going to be speaker. So,
well, that was taken care of. He was unanimously reelected.
He was.
Now, I want to understand a little bit of difference here because basically the marching orders that the speaker has put out are pretty general. The marching orders the lieutenant governor has put out for the Senate are pretty specific. So what does that bode as far as this upcoming session is in your view?
I think that the House is going to spend its time on issues like education, infrastructure, transportation. I think they really would like to tackle the public education issue. I think we're going to stick to what I call basic issues that government should be involved in.
Well, of course, the Lieutenant Governor, it's to him, it's all about SB 6. And I don't know, just my opinion, that's just not really that big a deal.
I don't think it's going to be a high priority in the House.
Okay. All right. Well, that's probably good. Now, what is a priority is the one thing you do need to do is you got to get the budget out. And you heard the words that, you're going to deal with about 2.5% fewer dollars than you did 2 years ago. So that doesn't necessarily bode well.
Well, there's another little problem with that is that we got about $2.5 billion that we took out of sales tax that we dedicated for transportation funds. So that really accentuates the problem a little.
Now, we were discussing that yesterday, and of course, Hagar said that, and I'm afraid that's going to be thrown back on the public because you can say, hey, you folks voted for it. You, the public, said we should take money and earmark it to go into a highway fund. So then when people are crying about not having enough money for their special interest, whatever it can be, then the legislature is able to say to the voters, well, you know, you're the guys and gals who decided it was going to be this way.
Well, I would hate to blame the public for it. I think that the loss in income from oil revenue is more responsible, but frankly, we should have known that that was a possibility because for my entire life, oil prices have gone up and down.
Mm-hmm.
It's a commodity. It's not. It's kind of like cattle prices go up and down. So I think that was a gamble that we took, and we'll end up having to think about it.
State Representative District 14, John Rainey, joins us this morning. One of the things that can be done is some money can come out of the Rainy Day Fund, and I think, once again, he said $4 billion out of that would still be a financially responsible amount of money. Do you see that maybe this is the year that you tap into the Rainy Day Fund?
It would not bother me to do that, but I think there's enough people that think that is sacrosanct that it won't happen. It would not bother me to do that. The problem is that if we pull it out for infrastructure, I would be very pleased. If we pull it out for operating funds, I think that's dangerous.
So as
mainly because we might not have it next time either, and we kind of double dip. Well, you cut me this time.
Right, right. Well, but we also have some social issues that have to be taken care of, and we do have to do something about the roads because more and more people move in here. So I understand that we used to think about it from the situation of it being a savings account for a disaster, but overall, the state does have a need for more dollars.
I absolutely and totally agree. I just think that the body as a whole probably would not support that. And it comes from the, I guess you'd say, from the more conservative wing of the party. I would sure consider taking money to put into highways out of that.
Sure.
Or other infrastructure. I'm just not sure I would be jumping up and down to spend it on operating costs.
John Rainey joining us from Austin is the session just really getting started with business today. How about legislation that you have introduced? Anything that you'd like to talk about this morning as you move forward?
Well, I think the most exciting bill, and maybe it's not the most important, but that we've introduced is to require the electors to vote the way they pledged at convention. And the governor and the lieutenant governor, and I'm sure the speaker will also support that bill. So I think we'll get one passed that will be significant.
Good. A bill that passes telling people they should do what they pledged that they would do, right? Basically, yeah, that's what we're talking about.
That's all it does. We've had some suggestions for some changes, and we'll continue to make sure we're doing it in a way that works properly. I had some people question me about the constitutionality of it. I said, well, how do we know whether it's constitutional? It hasn't been challenged in court anywhere, and there are like 29 states that have already have a bill similar to this.
Well, it's going to be, I know, a week where you're taking in a lot of information. I just kind of wanted to touch base with you as we get started, and we'll certainly be more exploratory next week and look forward to having some more information from you next week as well.
Thank you. I think that all we're going to do today, and I'm just arrived at the Capitol, is vote on the rules, and I suspect those rules will remain substantially similar to what they were in previous sessions.
How far do you have to walk from where you park to get into your office?
Well, I'm on the south side, and I don't really have to walk very far to get into the Capitol, but I'm in the underground, and I'm parking on the south side of the Capitol, pretty close to the door. I think it's about as close as any other car could get there.
I hear you.
So it's not bad.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Only thing bad is when the weather is bad. You have to really hustle to get in without getting wet.
There you go. Yeah, it's a short sleeve day today. We'll have a State Representative John Rainey joining us on Wednesdays, and so we'll talk to you next week. Thanks a lot for the time this morning.
Thank you, Scott.
All right, see you later. Bye. All right, there you go. Live radio. That's the way we do it. Anyhow, we'll do that. And normally we visit with the mayors. We weren't able to do that today because of a conflict, but that will continue on Wednesdays as well. But it'll be Representative Rainey on Wednesdays. It'll be State Senator Schwertner starting next Tuesday, and then we'll visit with Kyle Cassell tomorrow and all subsequent Thursdays. All right, it's 10 till.
Newcomers to the Brazos Valley are coming in every day, and one of those is Cynthia Corona, who calls herself a serial entrepreneur. She came to Bryan College Station less than a year ago from New Orleans, where she was a French Quarter merchant and a person involved with starting things from nothing.
I owned a construction company. I owned an internet company, a bunch of different things. I am the serial entrepreneur. I came here to live with my friends at Schiller Ranch. I was here with John and Christy Schiller. And so they had an idea that they wanted to create the ultimate or a destination event for Bryan College Station. But when I was in New Orleans, in my entrepreneurial days, I was one of a team that started the French Quarter Festival. We were a group of merchants that were starving to death in the summer because the French Quarter is hot and stinky in the summertime. No big conventions were coming then. And in those days, you had to make all of your money between the day after Christmas, which was when Sugar Bowl season started, through Mardi Gras. And we tried to make enough money to hold us through to the next time. Well, now the Convention and Tourist Bureau there is a little more sophisticated and have kind of smoothed out the calendar for us. But we just started. We had a group of merchants, and we said, we don't have a lot of clout here, but we can call a lot of people. So we started calling friends and saying, come to the French Quarter, have a drink, eat a meal, buy something from a local merchant, and enjoy the music. And if you know anything about New Orleans, it's all about the food, the music, and the alcohol.
Like we said, Cynthia Corona was a merchant in the French Quarter, not just one business, but two.
At that point, I had an art gallery and a bar, two completely separate establishments, and I had friends that were all just merchants in the quarter trying to get along together, and trying to pull ourselves through the slower period.
So fast forward to 2016, Cynthia Corona moves to Bryan College Station, and she sees some similarities between Bryan College Station and New Orleans, similarities in their challenges.
I realized that much like New Orleans, they have these huge influx of people, and then they all go away. You know, if you're a restaurant, you still have to be staffed, and if you're a hotel, you still have to have staff. So we're hoping to bring this event in the early spring when there isn't a lot else going on. And it's kind of like a little stick-to-itiveness. You know, once we start doing this, we then hope that other people will do other things. And the French Quarter Festival started out to be a weekend. Now I think it's a little over a week long.
Yeah.
And it is for those that don't know, the French Quarter Festival is basically the locals' jazz festival. The Jazz Festival is so big now and just this international event and so overwhelming, but many of the locals, they'll come down to the French Quarter and hang out for 3 or 4 days.
And it brings about 200,000 each year to the French Quarter at a time when, well, not much else is going on, according to Cynthia. So that brings us to what she is bringing to the Brazos Valley, and it's going to happen. The first annual Spirit of Texas Festival, March 2nd through the 5th at Wolf Pin Creek. It's coming up the first part of March, and we'll talk about that later on Bravo Brazos Valley. But mark your calendars right now. First weekend of March, March 2nd through 5th, the Spirit of Texas Festival. You're going to want to be there. I'm Tom Turbeville. That's a Bravo Brazos Valley. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Have you outgrown your nest? I'm Clayton Van Ness. Call my mom, Monica, to find your dream nest.
Hi, I'm Monica Van Est with Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Aggie Class of 03. After being in the real estate business 16 years, I've learned how to help my clients find the perfect nest. Have you found that you have an empty nest and need to downsize? Are you looking for a new nest or looking to buy a nest for your investment? Call Monica Van Est, Agtown Realtors, 574-4118.
It's happening to you every night. One snores and the other can't sleep. It seems like there's no end to it. But now there is a quick and easy to use solution, a natural solution, SnoreStop. SnoreStop was created and tested by a team of physicians and has been helping couples sleep for over 18 years. It is the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S.
Thank you, SnoreStop. You saved my marriage.
SnoreStop sprays or tablets are now available nationwide at Rite Aid and CVS, or you can go online at snorestop.com. Don't wait. It's time to try SnoreStop and make every night a better night for both of you.
Thanks, SnoreStop. Now I'm back in the bedroom.
So don't wait. Try SnoreStop, the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S. Spray or tablets are available today at Rite Aid and CVS or online at snorestop.com. That's snorestop.com. SnoreStop, keeping you together.
Good morning, about 4 minutes till. News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs. So, Chelsea.
Yes.
The Limited. Ever shop there?
Oh, Limited. Yes, I have.
The store
of
the Limited. Okay.
I have. Yep.
They're closing all their stores.
Oh, they've already closed the one here.
Yeah.
They used to have one in Post Oak Mall.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They had 250 left. They're all going to be gone.
Yeah.
They made the announcement over the weekend.
It's been a while since I've been in one.
That's it. And that's what they're saying is like the Gap and J. Crew Group and other apparels, the Limited has struggled to compete. Mm-hmm. With fast fashion and discount sellers like TJ Maxx, and of course, buying online as well.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot more, especially, you know, in our area, boutiques and kind of more individual type places are springing up. And, you know, people like it being more unique and you know, not everyone has it on when they go out.
So. Understand. That's not a bad idea at all. Okay, so a new mom in Michigan has gone viral online by wearing a Star Wars mask during labor. Okay, was this like
a copycat?
Yeah, Chewbacca Candace. Thing, right? So,
is that her name?
How do you remember that?
So.
How do you remember that?
Candace Payne, I believe.
Yeah,
her name.
Listen to you two. Yeah, you know what? There's the important stuff you can't remember, right? Yeah, I know exactly. That's it. Katie Stricker Curtis, that's her name, of Detroit, allowed her husband to film her giving. Well, wait a minute. She's wearing a Chewbacca mask.
Yeah,
this is not.
It's a total ripoff.
What? Just because she's, like, given labor, she thinks she's going to be
not,
cooler.
I'm not looking
for the latest and greatest in Kawasaki mules, outdoor power equipment, lawnmowers, turf management, trailers, and more? Say hello to WRI Outdoors. WRI Outdoors is proud to be an authorized dealer for Exmark mowers, Steel Outdoor Power Tools, Diamond C Trailers, and Kawasaki mules. And our service department can repair anything. WRI Outdoors is proud to be Texan-owned and operated. Call 985-5040 or look them up on the web, WRIOutdoors.com.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith at Aggieland Carpet One. Ron, there are a lot of finishes on hardwood floors now. What are our choices?
Well, we've got the traditional polyurethane aluminum oxide type finishes that are extremely durable, but we also have something that's being used more and more, which is oil finishes. They can be repaired quite easily and still be very durable. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and help us make your house at home.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Are you thinking about building a new home or maybe moving to the country? Have you found that home site you love? Let Brenham National Bank help make your dreams come true. We're experts in land, construction, and long-term mortgage financing. If you're ready to buy that lot, build a new home, or find long-term financing, ask us to help. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota.
Is it hard to say WC without saying WTAW?
Yeah, I have to slow down. 81 is going to be our high today, and actually we're going to be between 75 and 80 all week long. Problem is just no sunshine. Aww. It would be nice if we had some of that. Yeah. All right, on this date in 1949, the first recorded snowfall in Los Angeles.
Oh. Okay.
In 1998, a farmer in Croatia told reporters that he chatted with four aliens who had landed in his field.
Yep.
He said they spoke broken Croatian. Really?
Okay.
And Cadbury Chocolate said, we're going to have to put on our label, it contains milk. Even though it was milk chocolate, people didn't know there was milk in it.
Oh.
Back tomorrow, WTAW College Station Friday.